It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The connectivity between a fan base and a player. Like, we're talking about the Giants right now, right? And they fell yesterday 2-0 to the Cincinnati Reds, but the energy's been different. We do use the word vibes, Joe. The vibes surrounding a team or a player. Just the vibes feel different with the San Francisco Giants, whether that's the absence of Farhan Zaidi now, insert Buster Posey, whether that's some of the players that are some of the bigger names making some splash plays, Willie Adames with the walk-off hit, Jung-Hoo Lee making plays, Matt Chapman's been pretty good.
Did Farhan ever connect?
No, not even close.
I know it's different for, like, John Lynch, I feel like, has connected to the fans.
Yeah, well, it helps when you are a Hall of Fame player.
No
I'll say
doubt.
That first and foremost. Like,
no doubt.
I recognize the name.
Did Bob Myers connect?
Yes, I think he did because he was sincere in when he was speaking.
I do too.
I never felt true sincerity from Farhan Zaidi.
But I'll give Larry Bear this. You know, people have opinions about him, but I think the majority of people feel like they can connect to Larry Bear.
Yes, he's very good at connecting with people.
100%.
That is what the mark of a good businessman does.
100%.
And even if you're not that great at connecting through the media, like, there's a lot of coaches like that aren't great with connecting through the media. I think, again, the guy just won the Super Bowl, Nick Sirianni. We laughed at him at his introductory presser.
But he's perfect for Philly.
But he's perfect for Philly. And again, it's interesting because I don't know if a Kyle Shanahan, for example, would work out in Philadelphia. Maybe he'd have to change some of his.
I don't think so.
Right? Like, there's different levels to this. Now,
Steve Kerr's perfect here.
Perfect for San Francisco, right? And there's a lot baked into that, but he's perfect for this region.
You know, it's like, I'm looking at Jimmy Butler, and I'm thinking about, like, different acquisitions that happened almost rapidly,
right?
And a guy just feels like he was born to wear the uniform of the local team and to be a part of this culture. When Christian McCaffrey got traded midseason, it was like, he's born to be a Niner.
Right. Well, he already had the star factor being in the Bay Area with Stanford.
Yes.
Should have won a Heisman, by the way. Joke that
And then
didn't.
The McCaffrey name has name recognition here because his dad played for the Niners.
And his dad played for father of Kyle Shanahan.
Exactly.
Mike Shanahan.
It felt like it fit. And I'm sure fantasy and being
that
a high
helps.
Profile draft pick and all that. Yeah, like that's in there as well. Like, I think of someone like Pablo Sandoval. Why does he really connect to the local fans?
Well, he was such a unique player, right? What was he, like 5'10", but he was like 275 pounds.
The smile.
Pure beef, the smile. The chewing of the bubble gum, making plays when he got the big bubbles out there. Panda, right? Like, there was something about him, but also, I'll say this, he had big plays and big moments,
yes.
And that's what resonates with
he
fans
was lovable.
Ultimately. And the team, again, lovable, team was winning.
Yes.
That's baked into it. You have to be a winner.
Why is Camilla Duvall not seem to be very fan-friendly right now in terms of the reception?
Because he's contributing to losing.
Well, and it feels like he doesn't smile, and I'm not knocking him. You don't have to smile,
no.
But like, there's a kind of a stoicness
yes.
that I feel like we're not jumping that next bridge to connect.
Body language, it always
yeah.
goes back to the bat. First team, bad body language. Shout out your boy, Brandon Belt. He was one of those guys too, where, listen, Andrew Wiggins, another one of those
That's
guys.
A good one. Yeah.
Body language. Like some guys don't, some guys aren't smiling all the time. Some guys are angry all the time. Some guys just show no emotion. And sometimes no emotion, if you're a fan, means you don't care. But for some people, that's just their way of dealing with it. Like,
what about Jimmy? Do you think people are connected to Jimmy?
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
Hmm, I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Talking about Jimmy Butler.
Yeah, that's an interesting one. I don't know.
Because they are winning.
They are winning.
And at a rapid rate, and it feels like they flip things around.
And I think people point to the Jimmy Butler acquisition as the turning point. So they have to be in the back of their minds like, Jimmy's a big part of this. But at the same time, Eddie Johnson, who was just on with us, he's like, yeah, but... the fans aren't going to be very happy when Steph has a game like that and you don't have a true number two. Mm. He said something. He said that. He literally said, Eddie Johnson, who I respect tremendously as an analyst and as a former player, and maybe that's too strong for him to say they don't really have a true number two, but at times, doesn't it kind of feel like that? Like that game against Miami, as you mentioned, like where was the number one? Like he needed to be a number one that day and he wasn't. He needed to be a number one against the Atlanta Hawks. He had a better game there. But he needed to do more, I felt
But if he,
against the Houston Rockets, where Steph had 3 points, like, I needed a little bit more from Jimmy there.
So for me, like, this is a guy who's been in the league a long time.
Yes.
And all I know about, and I'm pretty tapped in, because we do this for a living, I don't know a lot about him, other than he's like dynamite, in the sense that if you're holding it for too long, and it sets fire, it could explode.
See, I think you do know about Jimmy Butler. I think we all know what Jimmy Butler is, right?
What is it?
That he's a guy that lasts for a couple years and then he moves on. He is not a guy that stays in one location for very long.
Is five years a long time? In the NBA, I feel like it is.
Sure, but this is also his fifth team.
Okay, but like 5 years is a long run.
It was. It was a long run, but it had an expiration date on it. Like we know people in any walk of life, and I'm sure you met people in your own life, that they can't stay in one spot for more than a couple
years. Jim Harbaugh had that moniker for a
while.
There
you go. Like, that's a good one.
So, but like, I don't, for a guy who's been in the league as long as he is, I don't feel like I have a good grasp of who Jimmy Butler is.
He's a quirky guy. Did you watch the Netflix doc? I felt like he's a family man. He loves his family. Uh-huh. He's not going to put sports ahead of his family. That much I do know. We had that article from Anthony Slater, who will join us tomorrow. Sam, thumbs up, Anthony Slater.
Thursday,
our 95.7 The Game Warriors insider, a friend of the program each and every week. Anthony Slater is very tapped in. But he had an article, and you know what? Jimmy was like, you know, Steve Kerr, yeah, when we have this day off, I'm not flying back with the team. I'm just going to go to Miami. I'm going to go check my family. He's like, I'm just letting you know. I'm not asking. I'm just going to do it. And we know he puts his family first and foremost. So I do know that. And I talked about that when you were a little iffy on him becoming, you know, a Golden State Warrior. We were talking about maybe Kevin Durant could come here. And I was like, well, let's not close the door on Jimmy. He's a family man. But you thought maybe, and you said this, I'm not trying to put words in your mouth, but you're like, yeah, maybe that was a shtick, though. Maybe that was, maybe there's a little, like, I don't know if that's the real Jimmy Butler.
I don't know enough about him. And like when I hear him talk, it, not that he's calculated, because that's too strong of a word, but I feel like he's a little guarded. And I think that he's really good at picking and choosing how to drop a one-liner and be funny and get some smiles in the room.
Would you say he's, I want to be careful here because we're not nitpicking here.
No,
we're
I'm
not
just asking if people have connected to him.
We're not criticizing Jimmy Butler. We're talking about the experience as a whole, because this is when, like, this is playoff basketball right now. We got four games to go in the regular season, and then it's play-in / playoff time. Like, there's some question marks here still for me in regards to that second player. We know in the hierarchy of everything, it is Jimmy Butler, but I am beginning to question going forward here this style of play, given like multiple series, if it's going to work. And maybe there is going to be a game where he shuts me up, he shuts a lot of the fans up, and he has 30 points, he has 20 plus field goal attempts, and everything's hunky-dory. It's like, okay, all right, we get it now. It was playoff Jimmy's a thing, and okay. But when I hear Eddie Johnson say, you know, Warriors fans, be ready to, like, this is the Jimmy Butler experience. There is no switch to be flipped here in a couple weeks' time. I don't know. I'm beginning to question, I guess, where Warriors fans are in regards to their connectivity level with this guy, first as a player and just as the person. I don't know a whole lot about the person. You're right. Maybe I don't. I just am going off what I've seen in, you know, the Miami Heat, the Philadelphia 76ers, the Minnesota Timberwolves, and the Chicago Bulls. There seemed to be a pattern of, you know, maybe some aloof nature with all of those markets.
I hear you, but I think most fans aren't thinking, you know, oh, 9 years ago he was here, and, you know, 6 years ago he was
here. No, but it's baked into it.
Okay, but do people care that Hunter Pence played for the Houston Astros and the Phillies?
No, but
they hated the Phillies at that time.
Sure, but Hunter Pence was never, like, in the media going out a general manager or, like, anything like that. It's baked into it. I'm just saying, like, the Hunter Pence and Jimmy Butler, could not be further from personalities, I feel like. They're very different.
I would say that his personality, if we're going to go that way, like, he's closer in terms of perception to T.O. Than he is like 100
interesting.
Pence.
That's interesting. Like,
but we love T.O. because he was our guy.
Well, you love T.O. too because you won with him too. Like that's baked into it. The guy was a winner and he cared about winning. Yeah. And that is something I don't question with Jimmy Butler. And I think that trumps everything. He cares about winning first and foremost. And that's what, if I'm a fan, I gravitate towards too. And that's what they've been doing while he's been here.
Did people connect to Jordan Poole?
Yes, they did in that championship run for sure. It shifted after the Draymond Green situation. There's but prior to that, the Poole party was money time. Yeah. Yes, I think we're a little jaded on how everything went down after that. No one connected to Chris Paul.
We tried. I think we tried to talk ourselves into it.
Yeah, you tried, it never felt right.
It was
so manufactured. People trying. Oh, forever Warrior Chris Paul. Stop. That guy was a Warriors killer for so long.
Mo Spates. Mo Spates. Yes. Connects. For some reason, yes. If I just say the name Mo Spates to Warrior fans, like, there's like, oh my God. Now I know like a championship is a big part of that. Like, and when I think of guys just from back in the day, for whatever reason, connected more than others, if I just say the name Jason Richardson to an older Warrior fan, they're like, oh, love Jay Rich. One of my favorites. Like, all time.
Right.
All time.
And because there was moments there, not winning moments really, but there was a moment, a dunk contest, right? Or, you know, he was our guy in a situation where we didn't have any other guys. And it was a league dominated by Tim Duncan and Kobe. And he had Jason Kidd. He had Vince Carter, all these big names. But we felt like, man, on some big stages where the lights were bright, because we didn't have a lot of bright lights back in the early Oracle days. He showed up for us, and that's our guy. And people could recognize him, at least. And he's wearing a Warriors uniform. That meant something. Same with the We Believe run, right?
Is there something to the fact that his star is so bright regarding how much it shines? it's really difficult for others to get that same kind of adoration and connectivity to the fans. Now, I know Klay Thompson and Draymond Green have, Klay's not here, but they had huge connections to the fan base. But when KD was here, there was a difficulty, I felt like, for KD to grasp that Warrior fans were connected to him. And I think that he allowed a small segment online to make it seem like they didn't. When in reality, at the games, I always felt like fans adored KD.
It's interesting, the Kevin Durant angle in all this, because you always go back to that, right? Because it was the homegrown guys that got the first title. Mm-hmm. But obviously, I think we're a little even jaded on that, because Andre Iguodala was a trade piece, right? David Lee, I know he wasn't a huge part of that run because Draymond Green ended up taking his place, but that was a big part of getting to that point. The David Lee, Andrew Bogut, another trade acquisition.
Very beloved Andrew Bogut.
Yes, he was, absolutely.
Which is crazy to think.
Hell, Zaza Pachulia. A guy that's loved, right? Like another player.
Connected.
Yes.
Like he wanted to be here.
Yes. Kevin Durant, for whatever reason, and maybe that's a small contingent on social that's louder than we like to think it is.
I think it's disproportionate to reality.
Okay. But that being said, there was still some hard feelings at the end there when it came to him eventually departing, the sign and trade to Brooklyn, all of that. I don't think the Jimmy Butler angle or acquisition is to the Kevin Durant level, because Kevin Durant won a couple titles. So he's always going to be a legend no matter what. I'm curious here, these next four games and leading into the playoffs, if that connectivity is truly going to start, we're going to start feeling it more. I don't feel it right now. And am I fair to say that at 888-957-9570, I would love to hear from Dub Nation on their thoughts on Jimmy Butler, the Warrior, right now. Because we kept waiting for, hey, this is the Jimmy Butler game. This is where he's going to get it done against the Lakers.
But he has had moments.
Moments. Has he had like a game where he's taken over though? Not really.
No.
And I think a lot of us are waiting for that still. Is that fair to say?
Well, I think for Warrior fans, it always comes down to the playoffs. A whole season can be wiped away because of some playoff moments one way or the other. Right? Like Bielitsa. You say the name Bielitsa. All people remember is, he had that one moment in the playoffs.
Right, and game one against the regular season against the Lakers, he had like five threes or
but
something.
But other than that, he was god-awful.
He was horrible,
months.
Right?
I mean, I had a whole song, Bia Bia, and we couldn't play it for months. But like that's what people remember. Otto Porter Jr. went months of really poor play. And then, you know, kind of figured it out in the playoffs and was useful. And now he's a Warrior, you know, legend, you know what I mean? In the sense of he won a championship and he'll always be beloved.
Right.
So I find it funny, like Butler's getting all the winning. They're doing all the winning. They went from a team one game under 500 to, hey, they have an opportunity to be the 4-5-6 seed.
Are you at all, maybe not caught off guard, not the right phrase, but the way he speaks to the media, I thought he'd be more like vocal. Like, and I get it. Throughout his career, he's been a little more like when it comes to the media, he's very calculated in what he has to say. And he's been like, a lot of his post-game stuff has been pretty good. Like what he had to say in regards to Steph Curry. He's like, man, I didn't know he got hacked this much, not get calls. Like he's been having some good cuts. And I think him and his relationship with Buddy Hield, there's been some fun back and forth there. He is quirky, and I think that does work in this market. Quirkiness doesn't work everywhere, but I do think here, we've seen with the Giants, the Niners, George Kittle, I think, is a little quirky kind of a guy, works with San Francisco 49ers.
They're very different.
Different.
I mean, they're very different.
Very different, right? But Jimmy Butler, like he has, maybe we'll see it more because every single year at the start of the regular season, you know, there's emo Jimmy. There's dreadlock Jimmy. He has all these different pictures that he does to show his personality in ways that are different than the norm, right? So maybe because we haven't seen a full season or off season of Jimmy Butler, we'll get that picture. But I just, for these last couple months, for me anyways, it's been a little, I don't know what to make of him just yet. Now, to your point,
I think a lot of people they're excited that he's here, but I do think that they're guarding from really like loving him until the playoffs. Think about Andrew Wiggins. If I say Wiggins now, I'm like, oh, wow, what a great Warrior. If I said it to you in April of 2022, before they won the championship, I think a lot of people would be like, I mean, is the real Wiggins going to stand up?
Well, hell,
right?
I just say this.
Right?
I just say,
and that was an all-star year for him.
This time last year, we were talking about trading this guy and attaching a first-round draft pick.
We were stapling everything.
We were stapling everything to get him out of here. We were talking about first-team bad body language. That was first-team bad body language. Like, oh my God, His body language is so bad. It's affecting everyone else on the court. We were talking about Klay Thompson. It was just all bad. The vibes we're talking about that are great with the Golden State Warriors were at an all-time low this time last year.
What if I told you, like, I really like Jimmy and I want to love him, but I'm kind of like in a wait and see phase right now. We're kind of just dating.
See, I think that's okay because we're going to find out a lot about this team come playoff time. And I know this in Dub Nation, Stephen Curry, he could do no wrong. Absolutely. The guy's a made man. He's 4 titles, the greatest player in the history of the franchise. Greatest player, I think, in the history of Bay Area sports. The most beloved athlete, maybe, of all time. Like, universally liked. His Q rating is high. I'll say this. I do think Jimmy Butler got a bit of a pass yesterday, coming off a 3-point game from Stephen Curry, and Jimmy didn't step up really at all offensively in that game. In a game where you lost by 10 points overall, and you wake up, and you're the 6th seed in the West, I do think we kind of were a bit easy on Jimmy Butler, and I do not think that's going to be...
Why do you think that is?
I don't know. I don't know why we were that easy on him yesterday. I was listening to Willard and Dibbs. I was listening to Grandy and Steiny in the crosstalk yesterday, and I'll give... I'll say this for Mark and for Dan. They were a little critical of his game offensively. Like, was that good enough? And I don't think so. Like,
I was saying that yesterday.
We were all saying it, but I will say this. I think we were also kind of like hesitant to like crush the performance because of those 3 wins prior.
Don't we also view the body of work? So like, the minute he got here, they've been so much better than any of us anticipated. I'm willing to live with a couple of poor performances.
Sure. But also, having said that, that was maybe the poorest performance I've seen from Steph, and I needed a more aggressive mindset.
Given the circumstances,
Like, you needed to win that game. I get it. You sound greedy when you just beat the Grizzlies, you beat the Lakers, beat the Nuggets. No, you needed that game because all of a sudden you're the 6th spot, and we're going to get into trust me, if you're joining us right now, 7:30, Spadoni and Chaskey's The Morning Roast, the tiebreaker scenarios, last 4 games of the regular season, the 4-8 seeds in the West all have 32 losses. What does it mean? Trust me. We're going to be breaking it down in the 8 o'clock hour, all the different tiebreaker scenarios. Trust me. We will be breaking it down. For right now, we're talking about connectivity. What gets a player to connect to a fan base? And has Jimmy Butler resonated for you as a Golden State Warrior? 888-957-9570. Eddie Johnson joined us last segment, SiriusXM NBA Radio. This is what he had to say about Jimmy Butler and whether Warriors fans should recalibrate their expectations of him going forward.
In Miami, like, he had 2 young players in Bam and Tyler Hero. So he was able to, he was aggressive, right? And he had to be, and he knew it. Now he doesn't overly have to be because he's not the number one. Steph is. And so how does he blend into, like, not stepping on Steph's feet and still be aggressive? I don't view Jimmy as a pick-and-choose guy, meaning, like, if Steph is off, okay, he automatically in his head, he says he just goes for it. I think in his mind, he's just going to try to be more aggressive and more smart to maybe get Steph better shots or get Steph more open. That's not what you do. That's what Draymond's job is. That's what Looney's job is. That's what Gary Payton II's job is. Your job is to step you off. I'm going for it until you get back in rhythm. I just don't know if that's him.
You know, so we're talking offense because there's other things that he's bringing to the table in terms of leadership. Like, I've seen him tutoring some of the younger players. Right. I've seen him clearly have a positive effect on Draymond Green. I've seen him pass the ball and help others succeed in terms of offensive production. Defensively, I feel like he's been a great team defender.
Yeah.
He's just not scoring the way that I think I thought he would score.
Well, he gets to the line. He puts pressure on the defense there inside the paint. But I haven't seen that, like, and again, do I want him to be a jump shooter all the time? I'm not asking that. Like, if the team is winning and he's a part of that as a ball distributor and he picks and chooses his spots, that's great. I understand all that. But again, I go back to Sunday. I go back to Miami.
Yeah.
I needed more of, you know what? Everyone get out of my way. I'm going to get my ISO ball is okay sometimes if you need some, like, put it in the star's hands and get out of the way. I saw a lot of that in Miami.
So you thought he was more of an ISO scorer?
In the, like, a little bit, like, in Miami, like, was he not with the Miami Heat?
No, that's, in my mind, I thought he would be able to, like, hey, give me the ball, let's everyone spread out, and let me break this guy off the
dribble. That's what I thought we were going to get at times, right? And I get it. ISO ball is not like this isn't a Kobe Bryant offense with iso ball. This isn't this isn't Carmelo Anthony. Like Warriors fans aren't used to that
Stephon
style
Marbury,
of ball.
Everyone just clear out. I got this.
Right. But at times with Kevin Durant, did we not see that? And again, I'm not comparing Kevin Durant, the jump shooter, to Jimmy Butler, the jump shooter. That's not fair. We're talking about one of the greatest scorers in the history of the game when it comes to Kevin Durant. But I saw Jimmy Butler in Miami. It feels like turning to one of the greatest scorers of all time in a couple of those playoff series runs, right? So part of me has that image of my in my mind still, and Eddie Johnson's telling me to get that out of your head. Like, this is the Jimmy Butler we're going to see going forward, and I question if that's going to be good enough for the fan base. Like, if this is a second-round team, and maybe they fall short and they lose, and it's like, man, okay. Like, we didn't have that, like, peak Jimmy game. Like, is he going to be the problem? Like, again, I'm not trying to sound negative. I'm just trying to grasp where the fan base is with this guy, because I think some of these performances, if Steph has a stinker, we're going to be looking to Jimmy in some of these
going forward. What if I, like, because we started this conversation talking about, like, do you connect with Jimmy?
Yeah.
Right? What are the criteria for you to connect with a player?
First and foremost, I think you have to be a winning player. You got to contribute to winning. So he's got that in the back.
You have to win. All right,
I think so. Yes.
Okay.
It doesn't have to
be a title, though, right?
Doesn't have to be a title, but you got to contribute to wins.
Because, like, I look at Don Mattingly for the Yankees, and I'm going outside the market. Yeah. They never won anything with him.
Yes.
And yet, it felt like he was a Yankee.
Baseball, again, baseball might be a little different because Trout has not won anything.
That's a good point.
And with the Angels, but I'd say he's a winning player, but it's not his fault the franchise stinks.
Yeah.
The guy's one of the greatest of all time. Baseball, a little different, but I hear you there.
Okay.
The Yankees.
So winning,
are synonymous
I like
that.
I think winning, Hunter Pence, all of the rah-rah stuff is great. I love Hunter, by the way, but I don't think it hits the same if they don't win a title that year.
I don't think
the
so either.
Sunflower seed spitting and all that stuff.
He hits the ball three different times on one swing.
So
right.
Winning. Is there anything else? Personality?
Like personality matters. I look at a guy like, again, we mentioned George Kittle. We talking about a guy like Hunter Pence, Sergio Romo. I think of all those Giants teams, first and foremost, of players that aren't Hall of Famers. Guys that are just like, who is that guy outside of San Francisco? But San Francisco guys or gals, if you will, they'll recognize them immediately, whether it's the sound of their voice or the name. Like, oh, Ryan Terrio, right? Who? Everyone else?
Scudero.
Michael Scudero.
How many teams did that guy play on?
Right? He played on a couple. I remember as an
Rockies,
A for a hot second.
A's,
yeah.
And then like Giants. He's a giant.
He's
like,
a giant, right?
I don't even know if he would identify that way.
No, I think he stayed. I think his longest tenure was with Oakland. Yeah, exactly. But I don't think people would recognize him as an Oakland A.
So personality winning. Is there any other criteria?
Personality.
Do you have to have a moment?
Winning moment. You mentioned Jason Richardson, right?
Yeah.
Dunk contest.
Yeah, but he didn't win at all.
But
he actually had a broken wrist when they went on the We Believe, and he came back and he was like coming back.
And more
from
moments
health.
Maybe with the Phoenix Suns, right? Like you think about that, like that moment or moments against like the Los Angeles Lakers in a first round series as a Phoenix Sun. But again, I mentioned the bright lights, and he was representing Oakland. He was representing the Bay Area and the Golden State Warriors.
So what
and
about
he had a
backstory?
Moment. Backstories help
because like I think of like Patrick Willis and like his backstory of how he came up.
Yeah.
It endeared him to Niner fans.
And I think
endeared him to Niner fans.
And both those guys being on losing teams for so long, but sticking with them, right?
That's a good one.
In an era of, hey, I'm Randy Moss. The Raiders stink. I'm going to force my way out of here. I'm going to go to the Patriots, right?
Yeah. It's like, no. Backstory / career arc?
Yes. I think that matters to a lot of people. And again, that's why I think Timmy, Matt Cain, guys like that, I think for a certain generation, because they were synonymous with losing early on. Like, and Timmy was a freak. He was the freak. Yeah. That was his nickname. And he won Cy Young's. But the fact that they were on some losers early on, and then all of a sudden everything changed in 2010, then they were synonymous with winning. It's like, hey, they were there for the down years, and those are our guys. Yeah. We're going to ride or die. Now, towards the end of that regime, it ended up being kind of a bad thing because you hung on for those guys for too long. And I get it. I'd rather hang on for those guys in baseball maybe a year or two. And Bumgarner, same thing, right? You hung on to Bumgarner maybe a little bit too long,
but
that's okay. But you hung on to those guys because of what they meant for so long, and not only the winning years, but the losing years early on.
Is when I say like the criteria for connecting with someone, it's clearly someone you'd buy a jersey of, right?
Yes.
So like, I think it's the same kind of conversation. What about relatability? Does that matter? Because there's a lot of guys that people love that I don't think are relatable at all.
I think that's why people like Brock Purdy, the quarterback of the 49ers. He's
like,
relatable.
Lincecum. Lincecum's one of the most beloved connected players of all time anywhere, and I think there's a relatability to him. Size, feels like he would have been smoking weed in your mom's basement during high school with you, right? Well, doesn't it?
The amount of people that I knew that had let Timmy smoke banners, shirts that you would walk just getting on the bridge heading into Oracle, then AT&T Park, thank you.
All right.
That is a big part of it. Also, Timmy, the look matters too. Like, that's why I think Jimmy Butler can fit here, because, like, emo Jimmy is a perfect thing for San Francisco, right? Like, it's just so different, and he's so out there at times. The coffee aspect, do we not love our coffee here in the Bay? Do we not think there's a level of snobbery when it comes to our coffee? It's absolutely out there. You got a little coffee snob to you, too, by the way, Joe Shasky. Well, a little bit.
There's a certain brand that's watered down that just... It makes me yawn in the 9 o'clock hour.
Do they have a mermaid as their logo? Is that what you're referring to?
I'm not going
to
go there. Okay. I wrote down.
Shout out Starbucks.
You don't just live in your home, you live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com. Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps. Restrictions apply.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
Moms, dads, are you the parent of a student athlete? Do you want to know how to get the most out of youth sports? If so, listen to the Next Pitch podcast to give you the tools to raise an aspiring athlete. It's not simple, but we talk straight and give you the best insight there is when it comes to youth sports. We'll cover everything from nutrition and training to mental toughness and teamwork. It's a podcast you can listen to together with your kids so everyone can benefit. Follow Next Pitch on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to podcasts.